The state of New Jersey remains a work in progress 3 years after Superstorm Sandy devastated coastal communities. Let's look at recovery efforts to date with NJ Spotlight Sandy recovery writer Scott Gurry. And Scott, welcome back to NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
A startling number in the report that you brought to light was a mere 2,000 of the 8,000 families in New Jersey's largest homeowner grant program have completed construction and are back in their homes. Are there easy answers to account for the delay?
There are. I mean, it depends how you look at the numbers. There are some impressive ways that the state has framed it. They've said that they're now giving about $7 million out to homeowners and about 50 homes are being completed every week. And to be clear, the vast majority of those 8,000 people in the state's grant program have now gotten at least some money, at least an initial check to start rebuilding. But of course, in the end, all that matters to people is that they complete construction, that they're done with everything and able to move back into their homes. And by that metric, as you said, just 2,000 out of the total 8,000 are completed at this point, 3 years after the storm. There have been a number of delays for all sorts of reasons. There's a lot of finger pointing going around. There were problems early on, as has been reported, with the contractor that the state hired to manage this grant program. Accounts of people's paperwork getting lost, misfiled, people being incorrectly denied funding initially, and then they were finally, after lawsuits and controversy, people were allowed to apply again, and then they were accepted the second time around. So all of these sorts of problems have made the recovery drag on and on, not to mention other sorts of issues such as the flood insurance scandal, where people were denied or they claimed they were shortchanged coverage for their flood insurance claims. So all of these sorts of things have made the recovery process drag on and on. Here we are 3 years after the storm, and really it seems like there's still quite a long way to go.
8,000 families in the state's largest homeowner grant program, but clearly that's not the total number of families who have felt the devastation of the storm.
Right. There's many more than that. That figure, for example, doesn't include secondary homeowners, people who have vacation homes along the Jersey Shore. They were ineligible to apply for this grant program. There's a large number of tens of thousands of renters, many of them low income, who would have applied for other programs, but not necessarily this one. And then there's a lot of people who initially applied for this grant program and were either denied for one reason or another, or, you know, the process has dragged on so long and they've since given up and dropped out. So, you know, the total number of people who are out of their homes and are still waiting to get back is likely much higher.
And I believe it was a year back when NJ Spotlight looked to the experience with New Orleans and Katrina to see if there were applicable lessons. Were there? And moving forward in the event of a future storm, how can New Jersey hope to proceed more efficiently?
Every time we have a big disaster like this, we try to apply the lessons from the past disaster. Among the lessons we've found are that the state needs to provide more oversight or over these contractors that they hired so that small problems don't mushroom into much larger ones. I've reached out to a number of other individuals who have been closely involved with the Sandy recovery for this anniversary. They had a variety of possible solutions. They've said that you need to have a more defined and coherent strategy going into the disaster recovery so all the parts fit together better and small problems, again, don't turn into larger ones. Storm victims should have been allowed to fill out a single application for all the grant programs instead of the tons of paperwork and bureaucracy they ended up dealing with, which turned into headaches and frustration from everyone involved. Another important suggestion was that people should have been assigned individual caseworkers to help them walk through the recovery from start to finish rather than having to navigate this complicated process all by themselves.
You're speaking to efficiencies in subsequent recovery processes. Has much been done, though, looking at more permanent solutions, namely whether it's appropriate to continue to offer these kind of recovery efforts, be they dunes or elevating homes in communities that are susceptible to having repeated flooding?
Well, that's a whole other big question and a very controversial one. It's difficult telling people if they live somewhere along the coast that maybe it's just not a good idea to rebuild in this place. You've been flooded so many times, we keep essentially bailing you out. And this place probably never should have been built in to begin with. Plus, you know, you have climate change and sea level rise on top of that. So really the only way to get people to move in a situation like that is to offer buyouts, and buyout funding has been fairly limited in the state and in many places. But, you know, more and more environmentalists and planning advocates are saying that in the end, you know, people are going to have to accept these hard realities. They're going to have to move on, and they just can't live in some of these places.
Among the homeowners and authorities you've spoken to in the intervening years, are you left with an assurance that if, heaven forbid, there was a subsequent storm in the next 2 to 5 years, New Jersey would be better prepared to handle it and homeowners would be made complete in a much quicker fashion?
In some senses, we will be better prepared. Certainly, you know, there have been big efforts on the part of local municipalities and the state and so forth to get backup generators to try to keep the lights on. There have been, you know, big efforts for gas stations to avoid the big lines we saw during Sandy. Any homeowners whose houses were substantially damaged or destroyed during Sandy have been required for flood insurance purposes to elevate their homes above, hopefully, where the floodwaters would come in the next big storm. Though a lot of environmentalists have warned that we're only preparing for the next big storm, but not maybe the storm after that. Again, looking kind of at the long term, what we're expecting, you know, with sea level rise, maybe 50 years from now or so. Yeah, to a degree, we will be safer from the next storm, or many people will be anyway. There's still a lot more we need to do to prepare and mitigate the risk.
Scott, thanks so much for shedding light on the latest in this situation.
Thank you, Dave.
NJ Spotlight Sandy recovery writer Scott Gurian.